Good Wednesday. Today is January the 8th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, there's a new business structure, if you will, or model in the farm equipment industry that may revolutionize how folks deal with their local dealers when it comes to sales and service. We're going to take a look at that, as well as some interesting things out of the USDA and thoughts from Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack. We'll have all the details after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Well, farm equipment repair making agricultural headlines and an interesting story out of Evansville, Indiana. Now, some of you may have heard of Ag Revolution. It's a new company and an ambitious one, according to the company leader. Their goal to disrupt traditional farm machinery sales and service. He said it's an industry controlled by two, that being Deere and Case IH, dominated by one, Deere for almost 180 years, that according to Stacy Anthony, the CEO of Ag Revolution, based out of Evansville, Indiana, he said if you're going to be a third angle or choice, if you're going to come in here and disrupt the industry, we had to do something different. We have to revolutionize how business is done. Now, owned by insiders as Ag Rev, Ag Revolution is a wholly owned subsidiary of AGCO Corporation. It's a dealership selling and servicing AGCO brands such as Fendt and Massey Ferguson, and it's roots reach back to January of 2021 with six operations in Kentucky and southern Indiana. Well, today, 13 retail centers are located across Indiana, Kentucky, southern Illinois, and here in Ohio. And Ag Rev is a business testbed as well, focused on pushing service work out from large service centers onto the center at the farm in its place of brick and mortar. Buildings are parts-only stores, and the point of end service and repair is their service trucks that are out and about. We went out and talked to farmers, and we asked them, quote, how do you want to do business, and what should the next generation dealer look like, Anthony said. They spoke out loud and clear, we want to do business on our farm. So we swiveled and adopted an on-farm mindset in everything we do. The farmer looks at AgRev and says, maybe I don't need a dealership every 20 miles because I've got parts here and service right here. So self-deploying from their homes, AgRev technicians deliver repairs and warrantied service by way of 40 service trucks, each costing about $250,000. The cab is a mobile office, digitally capable of clocking in on work orders. In the back is a capable resource for service, cranes, welders, compressors, a chest of tools and electronics, and tech and truck are equipped to resolve 80 to 85% of service issues out in the field. We're covering space with mobile service trucks instead of building service centers, Anthony said. It's not a phone call or a walk-in relationship. It's an on-farm relationship, an on-demand relationship, and we add value for our customers within field service. Now, in support of its on-farm service, AgRev earlier this year started a new service, that being same-day parts delivery. In-stock parts arrive on the farm in 2 to 4 or 6 hours, delivered by an independent service. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
The Commodity Credit Corporation making agricultural headlines. Now, U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack has been having a debate with Republicans in Congress about maintaining the Agriculture Secretary's authority to use the $30 billion Commodity Credit Corporation when needed. The House version of the Farm Bill actually restricted the Agriculture Secretary's use of that fund, but the bill never became law. Now, House Agriculture Committee Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson saw significant savings by cutting off the Secretary's use. Vilsack said that's a mistake. He said, quote, I've been saying that for 2 years. You need to have this tool. Now, he pointed to the $23 billion used under the first Trump administration during the trade wars when commodity prices fell. What actually saved them through that period? It was the Commodity Credit Corporation payments. The CCC is now being used to deal with a host of animal health issues tied to some current challenges, including H5N1 in both dairy cows and poultry, fruit flies, screwworm in Mexico, and the African swine fever just outside the country as well. Those are five major challenges we have on our border or in our country impacting animal health. Major, major issues, Vilsack said. The GOP-led Congress in 2025 is going to be less likely to limit the Commodity Credit Corporation under the Trump administration, but that is also going to complicate where Congress finds the funds to pass a farm bill. Vilsack noted that USDA's total budget in fiscal year 2024 was $228 billion, of which 85% or $192 billion is, quote, mandatory spending spelled out in the farm bill. Of that, 71% goes to nutrition programs, mainly the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, known as SNAP. That left just under $37 billion for, quote, discretionary spending, where Congress each year decides what the funding levels will be. The two biggest line items in the discretionary budget are $7 billion for women, infant, children, or the WIC nutrition program, and $4 billion actually for fighting wildfires. There are food safety inspections and agriculture research, an area everyone agrees has been underfunded. So where are you going to cut? Well, then you go to the programmatic mandatory programs, and you get into the conversation about SNAP, but they may find it not so easy to do that either, because 80% of the people receiving SNAP are either people with disabilities or senior citizens or people already in the workforce. Again, that according to USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.